India's neighbor, Pakistan, is among the nations most concerned about the U.S. support for New Delhi's nuclear program. Pakistan's relations with the U.S. are already complicated by the fight against the Taliban in Afghanistan and how the Taliban uses Pakistan's border areas as safe havens. Early this morning, NATO helicopter gunships went into those safe havens. This is according to Pakistanis living on the border. The BBC's Shoaib Hassan has been following this story from Islamabad.
Three helicopters crossed over from Afghanistan into Pakistan. They landed at a village near a town called Angurada. This is in South Waziristan. It's quite close to the border, but it's a place where it's very difficult to get into. It's a mountainous area. Intelligence is not available. So this attack was quite significant. It basically says to the Taliban that we will come and get you even in your heartland because now we have the power to do so. It sends a powerful signal to the militants. But for the Pakistani government, it has put them in quite a difficult position because now their opponents are going to say that Pakistan's territory can be violated at will by the United States and that Pakistan has no territorial integrity left. So it's quite a difficult political situation for the Pakistan government.
How unusual is what happened today then?
Well, ground troops have never been used in Pakistani territory by NATO forces. There have been cross-border airstrikes, that is the launching of missiles on specific targets after receiving intelligence. There are flights of Predator drones in the areas who seek out targets that might be of high value. So cross-border attacks by aircraft or by ground-based forces are not unprecedented. They have been taking place increasingly so over the last 2 months. But this kind of attack is the first time it's ever happened since the invasion of Afghanistan happened in 2001.
Now, does that seem to be the case right now that it's happening this week in particular? You say the first time the ground troops have ever entered this tribal area of Pakistan. Could it be the first time because the United States has gotten the okay from the new leader of Pakistan, the apparent new leader now that Nawaz Sharif has stepped down and prior to him, General Musharraf stepped down as well? Is it the change in government that has made way for this?
Well, the change of leadership has changed a lot of things, but not just the political leadership. The change in military leadership has also changed things. Recently, senior U.S. officials met the head of Pakistan's army, General Kayani, aboard a U.S. aircraft carrier. And that meeting is supposed to have basically set the terms of reference for the way the war on terror is going to be fought over the next year or so.
We should ask you, before we let you go, about this one other incident, potentially very dangerous incident that happened regarding the government today. Tell us about this.
Yes, well, there was apparently an attempted assassination of Mr. Yusuf Reza Gilani, the Prime Minister of Pakistan.
And remind us who he is again.
Mr. Yusuf Reza Gilani belongs to the Pakistan People's Party, whose former head was Ms. Benazir Bhutto, Pakistan's former prime minister, who was assassinated in a gun and bomb attack in December 2007. Her widower husband, Mr. Asif Ali Zardari, now heads the People's Party. Mr. Gilani had gone to Lahore, that's a city in eastern Pakistan, and he was on his way back from the airport when his convoy of vehicles was fired upon from a small hill alongside the road that connects Rawalpindi, the garrison town in northern Pakistan, to the capital, Islamabad.
That was the BBC's Shoaib Hassan in Islamabad. We asked NATO and the U.S. military for comment on the allegations that their troops had entered Pakistan and that the assault resulted in civilian casualties. A Pentagon spokesman told us, quote, "We have nothing to provide on the issue."